You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to your On The Money Markets podcast for this Tuesday, the 3rd of September. I'm Raina Bosch, filling in for Ricardo Gonçalves. Well, it was a quiet day on the Australian share market, which fell a gentle 0.1% to 8,103 points. That's as the US markets remained closed for the Labor Day weekend there, and consumer stocks, including Coles, Woolworths and Wesfarmers, traded ex-dividend, weighing on the sector. The miners also still trading in the red, while the banks continued on their winning rally, the Commonwealth hitting a fresh record. For more on that, plus what the latest ABS data drop says about the outlook for tomorrow's highly anticipated GDP figures, I spoke with Jamie Hanna. He's the Deputy Head of Investments at VanEck Australia.
Yeah, look, the market has been relatively flat, slightly negative today. It's really on the back of the fact that the US was on holidays last night. It was their Labor Day holiday, and hence Australia takes quite a big lead out of the US markets, so does Europe. So even Europe was relatively flat last night. So not a lot to give any of the markets any particular move in any direction today, hence it's floating around flat. Really, consumer stocks, the likes of Coles and Woolworths, have been some of the weakest ones, whereas the likes of the banks, Commonwealth Banks hit a new all-time high today. They've certainly been the ones driving the market a little bit higher, leaving it overall pretty neutral. In terms of some ex-dividend stocks, Wesfarmers and Woolworths went ex today, and they're quite large stocks, which drags down the index slightly.
Yeah, as you mentioned, it was a bit of a quieter day. How about things on the corporate front? Is there anything there piquing your interest?
Look, back on Woolworths, they finalised their sale of Endeavour Group. That's the remaining stake that they had in that, which was really the owner of Dan Murphy's and BWS. So they've wound that up. That's certainly been one of the talking points today. REA, they're obviously the owners of realestate.com.au. They're looking to acquire a similar website to this in the UK called Rightmove UK. That's obviously still a lot of talk in the market. Not to mention, really, it's the banks continuing to go from strength to strength. CBA has hit another all-time high, despite most research analysts in the country having a sell recommendation on the stock, yet it still continues to go up. So if you look at it on a fundamental basis, it's still one of the most expensive banks in the world. But it's still going up, so the market is certainly pricing it where it is.
There has also been some data that's dropped today that's ahead of tomorrow's GDP figures, showing that this commodity price slump that we've seen more broadly is really taking its toll. What's your opinion on this?
Yeah, look, I mean, if we look at some of the biggest export markets for Australia, it's certainly iron ore, and the price of iron ore today fell below $100 per tonne, which is not good for obviously any of the big miners in Australia, which, you know, sell iron ore offshore. And we're talking the likes of Fortescue and BHP. And the slowdown of this has really come from China, as the Chinese economy has been slowing down, in particular their building sector. It's really, you know, lowered the demand for steel. And obviously, as a direct result of that, iron ore prices generally fallen because there just isn't the demand for steel. Now, there's a lot of talk in the economy about whether or not, you know, the markets for iron ore will pick up. It's hard to say, but there are certainly markets outside of China where a lot of the big producers can sell. But what impact it has on the overall iron ore price, it still seems to be on the downside. But if we look at some of the economic data that came out today, the current account deficit was actually came out, and it was considerably wider than expected. It came out at about negative, you know, a deficit of $10.7 billion, whereas it was previously predicted to be about $5.9 billion. And also net exports came out today in terms of net exports adding to GDP. They only added 0.2 points, whereas the market was expecting 0.6. What that'll mean is there's going to be a lot of focus tomorrow on the GDP numbers that will come out for nationally in terms of the quarter.
So what is it that you're expecting to happen with those GDP figures?
Yes, look, let's talk about where the market's pricing them. The market's expecting GDP about 0.2% for the quarter and 0.9% for the year. In our estimate, that is still too low. You know, a good thriving economy would demand a number, you know, more than twice that to show that the economy is actually growing at a reasonable pace. So the numbers are going to be weak and potentially weaker than what the market's expecting. So we think there's, you know, quite a lot of reasons behind that. But The fact is that Australia still has an inflation problem. We're still getting quite a lot of inflation coming through in terms of wages, in terms of insurances, in terms of rents, as well as goods, as people obviously notice as they're spending money. But economically, we need to address these things, and GDP is a piece in the puzzle to this. We need to have good economic policy from the government, that essentially brings down the inflation, increases the productivity within the country while not bringing us into a recession. So it's a hard mix, but certainly the numbers tomorrow will show the fact that the economy is not going in the exact right direction that we'd be expecting.
Finally, Jamie, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
Look, opportunities at the moment are few and far between. We have equity markets at all-time highs. We have the property market, continuing to grow each month into new highs. So finding opportunities here is quite difficult. I'd like to think at the moment, whilst there are few and far between, gold equities, as in gold mining stocks that are actually producing gold, might be one avenue. The price of gold is rallying quite hard this year. It's up over US$2,500 per ounce. But most gold mining companies are getting the gold out of the ground for around US$1,400 an ounce. So they're making over a thousand, more than $1,000 per ounce that they're getting out of the ground. And their prices haven't moved as strongly as what the gold price has moved. And so this is just extra profit for a lot of these companies. They can use it to either reinvest into their mines, they can use it to pay back shareholders, pay a bigger dividend. And they haven't moved as much as the gold price. So there's certainly some opportunities in the gold miners at the moment.
That was Jamie Hannah, Deputy Head of Investments at VanEck Australia.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.